Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded on the 3rd of February 2018 at Giant Dwarf in Sydney.
Hey everyone, we're back. But this time, we're joined by three special guests. It's James, Elise, and Lawrence from Funhouse.
Hello.
I feel like I'm upstage in here. You gotta scooch forward. I feel like I'm exposed up here.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I feel like I'm so far back. Yeah, I feel like I'm backstage.
The stool is like in such a way that like I can only sit like this.
We'll all sit like this.
In solidarity.
My stool's like on its last leg. I'm riding the lightning, sitting on this thing.
I'm gonna die tonight.
I'm fighting every urge to put my legs on this and kick your drink off.
I can catch it. I will probably slap it in processing so it hit you right in the head. So
amazing reflexes. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, all good.
All right, so we'll launch straight into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star. Where we ask the important questions, like which sidekick should probably have their own sidekick?
Really thought about this long and hard.
That's good.
And I really think what the sidekick that leads their own sidekick, they need someone that is, you know, looking after their own back is Robin.
Yeah.
Because you need someone to go to bat for Robin. And I didn't mean that for bat.
So just to clarify, by Robin you mean Batman and.
Yeah.
So you maybe it's worthwhile every sidekick we say the person they're a sidekick to and. So everybody knows. Batman and
Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just feel Robin gets like the short end of the stick a lot of the time. Because he's like, okay, Robin, I want you to wear these bathers and fight crime. And I just feel if he had someone looking out for him, he'd be like, hey, you don't have to. You can say no.
Robin, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a bad. No.
Robin, you can wear pants. It's fine.
Which Robin specifically, though? Because
there's some bad ass Robins.
So many. He also just churns through them all, doesn't he? Yeah. Also, I'd be like, also, like, there's been so many Robins. Maybe change it to.
That's the other thing.
Come on.
You can make up your own name.
Yeah. It's, there's so. Look at Nightwing. He did. Yeah.
What about Red Robin? That's so sad.
Yeah.
He's like, I know I'm still a Robin.
And the bigger question is, do we even want to give Robin more sidekicks? He had like three brothers in the circus.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cursed. Maybe he doesn't deserve any other sidekicks.
Maybe they just need like a Robin support group, to be honest.
Well, what I keep thinking is, what's worse than a Robin? So like, Bat, Robin.
Sparrow.
Whoa.
No, surely it's an insect. Because it's gone mammal, bird, to like
true.
Batman.
Like mantis.
Robin.
Mantis is still too cool.
Yeah. Be like a crime-fighting dog, but in one of those adorable dog wheelchairs. So, like, Robin bolts up some stairs and then turns around. Has to just kind of wait. Okay, let's go.
It's set upstairs. The dog's just on its back at the bottom of the stairs.
He can't move very much.
Where's your dog, Robin?
Pulling treats out of his little pouch. Come on, buddy.
You got this, boy. You got this.
They can't do any stealth because his wheel's always squeaking.
Shut up.
Bad dog, stop it.
Well, I'm also like worried about like if Robin got to pick his own name, because you'd end up with like Batman and fucking Cool Guy. Because teenagers, whilst they think they know everything, are dumb as shit. I'm so sorry to all the teens in the audience, you will get cleverer.
One of the Robins was like, he met Batman by trying to steal the Batmobile's hubcaps. Yeah. So I feel it would be like Batman, Robin, and I don't know, the spray can.
And I like that Batman is like, you've got potential, kid. I like your gumption.
Almost got away with him.
It's great. Imagine if it worked out. Batman just standing at like the Batmobile being like, fuck.
The Batmobile on bricks.
Fuck. Fucking kids. Shit.
Batman walking home is an image we never get to see. Or on public transport. Someone's like, where's the Batmobile? Shut up.
And then he's got to lie about it. Oh, Alfred the Joker, he took my head cupcaps. Like, no, Master Wayne, we know the Joker did not take your hubcaps.
That's a Michael Caine Alfred. She's doing Michael Caine Alfred.
Wait, doesn't that mean Michael Caine would then be Robin's?
Whoa!
Not Alfred, Michael Caine.
I'm very old. Please don't make me fight crime. I'm put a celebrated actor of the screen. Get
seeing,
out there and punch a criminal.
Michael Caine in like bright
green
laser fluorescent budgie smugglers would be all right.
Is Michael Caine going to be in your film? Unfortunately not. He's
a vigilante now. Have you heard? Michael Caine fights crime. Who works with Batman and Robin? That's fucked. That is
grisly.
What other services does a sidekick provide?
I feel like moral support and maybe a shoulder rub.
But see, I feel like you're misinterpreting the role of a sidekick, because at what point does Robin give Batman a shoulder rub?
Like, I figure when they're in bed together and after like a night of fighting crime, it's canon, it happened, look it up.
It did. They share a bed.
Yep.
We're not happy about it either, but it's just the facts.
He's very rich as well, so it's not like they only had one bed.
It just keeps getting worse.
The poverty is staggered. Yeah. Robin's sidekick can't be richer than Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, and Robin's like an abandoned, like, well, an orphan from the circus. How do you get poorer than that?
No arms and legs. No.
An abandoned nugget.
Yeah.
Is it too late for me to quit this podcast?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you just hit it. A career podcaster. That's who Robin Psychic has to be.
Oh, no. Oh,
that feels God. Like lesser than, like, you know, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Let it be known, I have another job also. I work part-time at a movie theater.
There you go.
In your face, Lawrence.
Yeah. Career podcaster, I'm above that.
So you're already above the line.
Yeah.
Well, then who would your sidekick be?
My sidekick? Jackson Bailey.
Oh, there you go.
I've always seen you as my sidekick, and this is an awkward place for that conversation to happen.
Ooh.
But I see everyone as my sidekick. When you're the protagonist of the world, as I believe I am, yeah, everybody else you know is just a secondary character.
Well, actually, to be fair, we should probably pad up. Team Joel.
Yeah. Equals.
Equals.
We're not sidekicks then, idiots.
Well, actually... You'd be our sidekick. Our rude sidekick, by the sounds of things.
Oh, you'd be like the monkey for the Wonder Twins.
Yes!
That's 100%. All right. He gets to go on the adventures. I'm happy. Where's his family? That's what I'd like to know.
So would it just be like Batman, Robin, and a chimp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because that tends to be the hierarchy, because I don't think you can get lower. Like,
lower than an orphan? A monkey. All right.
Well, no, because...
Well, you'd have to kill the monkey's parents.
Yeah. Just to be sure. Would you do it? I always imagine, like, drowning.
This is for your own good, monkey. Bam! And watch.
If you were the Joker and you wanted to make a Batman chimp, I would go and drown the chimp's
if
parents.
If you're the Joker and you're making a Batman chimp, you take that chimp and his parents to Crime Alley... Yeah. And you shoot the parents.
I know.
And then you make the baby chimp see a bat.
Why are you making it sound like you've both thought about this long before this podcast?
Because think shooting a monkey wouldn't be as fun as drowning one.
He's right.
You're not right.
I realize I'm yelling this in front of a lot of people.
So wait, I think there's an inverse going on. So Batman is heralding a bat. Robin's heralding a bird. Would a monkey then herald a human?
Oh, human man.
So yeah, man, but it's an ape. Wearing like a suit. It goes to work.
Oh.
No one knows it's a monkey. Like after hours of fights crime.
My favorite thing about this is that if Batman added an ape to his entourage, he loses credibility from everyone. Like if you're the Joker and you're like, hey, what the fuck? I got an ape now. It was Robin's idea. I don't know.
Comic book fans will believe anything. I mean,
can an ape learn justice? That's a good question.
I've seen Planet Earth, and they do some fucked up shit.
I don't know if I can explain right and wrong to an ape.
I could give it a go.
Well, I'll be the ape. Let's do it. Let's do it as a family.
So, Funhouse are going to try and convince Jackson, the ape.
Yes.
Okay.
Justice.
About right and wrong?
Yeah. Okay.
Where are your parents?
This is a good start. Understood. That's good.
I'm pretty
clever.
Broke
it through the communication. Okay.
I need your parents in about 6 inches of standing water.
This is wrong.
I am not learning justice. I am learning revenge.
Well, that's what Batman learns.
Well, yeah, I guess it kind of worked.
Just has to be directed, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have to be trained by ninjas? Batman's weird.
It is funny to imagine Batman and Robin turning up at that monastery and being like, and just what I had, but for the chimp.
I'll take another one of those, please.
I always just assumed that Batman couldn't be bothered training Robin to, like, sending off with ninjas and, like, just sending him to, like, a karate class in, like, the middle of a strip mall. Like,
yeah, they'll learn you good now.
Well, he didn't even give him that. Batman kids. Just assumed that his training was good enough.
Yeah.
That's
failed,
arrogant.
That's a good, well, I mean, Batman was trained by ninjas. That's pretty good. Like, I think if someone, like, if ninjas trained me, I would be like, I can train someone
if
else.
If ninjas trained you and then you trained me, I'd know I wasn't getting the full effect of the training.
Well, yeah. That's fair enough.
I'd be like, send me to the monastery. What the fuck?
And well, also, he blew up the monastery.
Yeah.
That's why.
You don't want to go there. Like,
do you reckon that's a fear in Batman's mind? To be like, if I train this kid, he's going to burn down my house.
That's just being a parent, isn't it? I mean, you know, at some point, you look in their eyes and you're like, you're going to try to kill me.
I had a friend who burnt down his house.
We've all been there.
He tried to start up a little campfire in his garage.
Yeah.
And they burnt their house down.
Okay, but how good is he at martial arts?
Not very good. I'm sorry. Well, it's like a green belt.
Batman was trained by ninjas. Who trains the monkey?
Robin, presumably. Because if the ninjas train Batman, making Batman the sidekick to the ninjas. Okay, yeah. Then Batman trains Robin. Robin's got to train the monkey.
But what if Robin doesn't want to train the monkey because he's jealous of the monkey's loving family?
We can do something about that.
That's also good because the way that question was first phrased, it sounded like one of those like paradoxes. Like, if Batman was trained by ninjas, then who trains the monkey?
Yeah. Yes.
If you answer that, the meaning of life comes to you. And you're like, oh my God!
Yeah. If a monkey learns martial arts, will Batman's parents come back? Yeah. You know, how does it all work in the universe? I think a good sidekick also takes the brunt of the flack and can get thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a punching bag. Yeah,
which is great, because that means Batman has two layers now. Yeah. Like, say five shots are meant to hit him, and then originally three were going to hit Robin. Now, like, Batman's good. He should get several apes to hang around him at all times.
Like big ones. Yeah. He goes to the zoo, and he's like, no. It'd be hard for a bullet to go through you.
Excuse me, zookeeper.
Where's that guy's parents?
Can I feel that monkey's skin?
That's a funny, you know, Lucius Fox is weapon developer.
I need an ape skin.
I don't really think you do, Master.
I'm fairly sure.
Why didn't he go for like a rhino? What the fuck, Bruce?
Bring me an ape.
Fair enough. So yeah, look, Robin definitely needs a sidekick, but I think the problem here is we've just given Batman another sidekick. So maybe Robin is unfixable, but here's a person who I think definitely is fixable.
Okay.
With a sidekick. Luigi, as in Mario and...
Hold on.
Okay.
Because... I thought Mario was Luigi's sidekick.
Oh. That's a hot take.
Luigi can jump higher, but he's far less charismatic.
I always saw Luigi as the more intellectual of the two.
Yeah.
He's
a generous
a lot.
Lover.
Yeah.
Mario's not getting laid, and he's like cozying up with his seventh reading of Harry Potter.
It's a good book.
Sure, Luigi. You'll get a job someday.
I don't need a sex. I got the literature. I'll be all right.
The scale is like Mario, like apex male. Yeah. Luigi, kind of rocky, but he's doing okay. It's kind of how you talk about it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I don't know.
Toad?
Bungo? Or yeah, Toad.
Toad, the sidekick to all.
And it's like, you're just like, man, we just hope he'll go outside someday. And if he does, it's like, he made some good strides this year.
Toad doesn't have knees, which is pretty fucked up.
I can't walk properly.
That's what's fucked up.
Of it's a all torso the things, and feet.
Yeah, there's no knees.
Of all the things Toad doesn't have, that's what stands out to you, no pun intended.
Well, like imagine, you know, because he does walk. What's happening
like,
under those pants?
He doesn't have a nose.
Yeah.
But you can get by he's without smelling. Huh?
He's got big old baggy pants.
Yeah, that's why he's wearing parachute pants.
You've never seen him not wear pants. So what kind of monstrosity?
Maybe you haven't.
Fair.
Well, in the game Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, Nintendo has stated that the reason that Toad does not jump is because his pack is weighted too heavy, but maybe it's because he doesn't have fucking knees. I don't know. It's a conspiracy.
Toad's leaning over the tutorial. He's like, say it's because of the pack. Not because I'm a freak. No offense to anyone here tonight who doesn't have knees.
Hands up.
Was he just born with no knees, or was it?
Well,
like
all toads have no knees.
Okay, so it wasn't like he got in trouble with the mob.
It's different if you have your kneecaps smashed. That's a separate situation.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Toad just doesn't have. He doesn't have knees. He doesn't have fingers either. That boy's in trouble.
Oh, no. Does he have a nose?
Yeah, but you don't need a nose.
Well, no. Okay, you're working.
It's true.
You're fine with that one. How often are you like, thank God I could smell?
Well, here's the situation.
I just came from RTX. So.
Exactly. My point stands.
Well, with Toad, though, he's like near Bowser's castle and stuff like that. Mario's like, can you smell the gas?
What?
No.
No. Oh, no.
Dead Toad.
There's plenty of them.
I just want to say, poor fucking Luigi. We've already started talking about someone else.
It's a testament. It's a testament. Yeah.
Oh, is he just the ultimate sidekick?
Well, the saddest thing is, this is the first time in history someone's been eclipsed by a toad. Fucking hell.
Well, 2014 was the year of Luigi, Nintendo stated.
And?
It was pretty anticlimactic. I'm not going to lie to you.
It was the first time Nintendo operated at a loss. That's not a joke. That's just a fact.
I guess what does that tell you?
Again, it's that brother. He comes home. He's like, I got a sure bet. That's Thanksgiving, because it's always Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I just need $2,500. And you're not going to regret it. This business is going to take off. And then next year, he's living in the house. You're like, what happened to that business? And he's just...
The year of Luigi.
Luigi.
Does sound like the kind of thing that he tells his family it is. Like, don't worry about it, me, Mama. It's the year of Luigi.
And then his mother's like, Luigi, that was 3 years ago. Like, get over it.
You gotta move out, Luigi. You're making your mama cry.
Why can't you be more like your cousin, Waluigi?
He got Waluigi just in the corner eating a whole onion. I'm the normal one somehow. My favorite thing about this Thanksgiving is Wario didn't attend.
Well, Wario is like living in the big city.
Wario's in jail. That's why he's not at Thanksgiving. Mama, you needed to pay for my bail.
He's making video games and robbing banks. Mario's awesome.
I love that guy. He's got a motorbike. That's sick.
And he eats it. I just realized Luigi is not only upstaged by Toad, but he's upstaged by the, like ultra dimension mirror version of himself, which is not supposed to happen. That's not... You get one episode, and somehow Waluigi ran away with it.
I'm trying to think of like where the step down would be, right? So you've got your brother, right? So obviously you're gonna go for like another brother, maybe a younger brother, like a baby.
Yeah.
Right? So like my sidekick is like a baby Mario, and then suddenly that thing eclipses you. He's got it rough.
Yeah.
But baby. Luigi, he seems happy.
Yeah, he seems that way.
Two people generally are.
There's sadness in his eyes.
It's like he almost knows what's going on, but not quite.
Yeah. Well, we caught a raw glimpse of it when he was glaring in Mario Kart. Remember that meme?
That's when he takes out all his pent-out aggression.
Well, I'm
just going to toss out an unconventional scenario.
Whoa. Yeah.
John Leguizamo as Luigi in the Super Mario Brothers movie, where he's kind of the main character. Uh-huh.
That's true.
And he gets the girl at the end.
Uh-huh.
Well,
the thing
about Luigi is that he is the underdog.
And how did critics and the audience deal with that film?
They loved it.
That film is just widely regarded as a classic.
What if that was their only problem with
Citizen
it?
Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Super Mario Bros.
Well, the critics were like, amazing production design. The script is tight. Everything about it
the
is
Goombas
really tight.
Dance.
We just got to give it a 1 out of 10 because Luigi's the main character. And come on.
A good friend of mine, like back in Los Angeles, was just walking down the street one day and found this like trash pile of papers that was all like concept art and scripts and stuff from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
What?
And then
what?
He like
the actual stuff.
Yeah.
No way.
And then he just picked it up and was like, I don't know what to do with this, but I feel like I should do something.
Please tell me he just put it in a bin.
Yeah.
Just this glitter. This isn't good.
He set it on fire, but then the next day it was back there all intact.
It's kind of, you don't know if it's valuable. Like, I wouldn't know if it's valuable. Like, it could be either way.
It'd be valuable to somebody. I feel like, again, Thanksgiving. Luigi's the guy who gets halfway through the meal and gets up, and you find him in the other room on his laptop looking on eBay for memorabilia from the Super Mario Brothers movie. And he's, like, bidding on $2,000 items. It's, like, smeared with mud. And the guy's like, I found this in a gutter. It's trash. And he's like, oh, I need that.
But you know he doesn't have the money for it.
Absolutely.
That's the
worst bit. No. This is the investment he's going to beg his mom for later.
Oh, God, my glory days. Mom, I need your credit card.
Mom. The dynamite to be him.
I just feel maybe he doesn't need a sidekick and just needs someone to hug.
Don't feel
don't
bad.
Don't sympathize for Luigi.
The thing is,
like that or a couple bucks.
I feel like Luigi's that guy who does need hugs, but every time he gets one, he proves why he should never be hugged. Hold probably a little bad touch.
Oh no, Luigi's someone that probably like, have you ever had someone hug and then be like, oh, you smell good, but mid-hug? Don't ever do that. Ever.
I don't know if Luigi voices it. I think he just sniffs and you know.
Oh, yeah. Luigi smells your neck. He dives in there.
Oh, I bet he hugs pelvis first. Which is
come give Luigi a hug.
Pelvis first and then damn a big Luigi. Sniff.
Jesus. It looks like two spaceships docking.
One's kind of rotating.
I think something Luigi could do to improve his standing is just not dress like Mario. Buy a jacket, like.
Yeah. Well,
actually, Wario did that.
Wario's got fresh kicks.
Wario was like, I'm dressed like this fuckhead that's boring. I'm gonna put on a jacket.
What if I look like a biker? What if I was a bike?
What if I eat my bike? Wah!
That is the logical progression.
Yeah.
Imagine you're fucking on the highway. Maybe he cuts you off and you're like, honk him. And he pulls over. And you're like, I'm going to give this fucking little fat shit a piece of my mind. And then he just eats his bike. Do you know how quickly I would be running? Oh my God.
Ow!
Ah! What the...
Who the fuck you honking? You honking me?
I need to tell fearless. My friends I met a goblin.
It's such a fearless move.
I tell my friends I met Satan. You know what I saw on the road today? The devil. That's crazy.
He ate a fucking motorbike. I love that it strands him. That's a power move right there.
He's a hitchhiking.
I don't even care.
So what, like on like a public transport, you just got Wario smug as shit holding onto the rails, Batman all just kids.
Luigi's standing at the next bus stop, the bus doesn't stop. Cause again, we haven't given Luigi a sidekick, we got distracted again.
Yeah.
Toad and then Wario. Fuck.
That poor boy.
There's just so many better people, that's a he's boring.
He doesn't even get a Yoshi.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like, if you say there's a game here and it's like Luigi riding Yoshi, I'm like, no, I'm not good. Give me Yoshi more.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's up to.
The most curious thing about our hatred for Luigi is that I don't particularly like Mario.
No.
I'm not like Mario's
it's not
dick.
Hatred.
He's a dick.
Because hatred would require some kind of emotional attachment. It's indifference.
I think it's not that Mario's better, it's just that Luigi's worse, basically.
Well, I mean, the game's... playing as Luigi is hard mode because he's so awkward. So it's... I mean, the game itself tells you being Luigi is tough.
Like, and, the fact that in Super Mario Bros. Melee, or Brawl, one of them, they programmed that if Luigi dashes too much, he just slips, and he's the only character that does that. The programmers have to be like, if you're picking this guy, fuck you, first of all. Second of all, you're going to pay for it.
You deserve this.
Yeah. So it's like just a little bit clumsy, yeah?
A lot of it clumsy.
So I guess we don't... Okay, how
but
about,
he jumps
how about,
high.
Instead of, like, giving him a sidekick, maybe we put him into, like, a 90s rom-com
sure.
as the female lead.
Okay.
Manning Pixie
throw a cardigan on
Luigi.
Yeah.
Give
him... can be, like, an editor of a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's always fucking that up.
Ah, he'll get his break someday. Some guy will come in and sweep him off his feet.
What, I'm going to blow your mind real quick. What if Luigi is all of us? Luigi is a reflection of each and all of our flaws.
The worst of humanity.
None of us are perfect, okay, like Luigi. Some of us fall down, like Luigi. And we're often ignored for good reason, like Luigi.
I think there's something quite beautiful to that.
Maybe Mario should just take a fucking backseat for a while, be Luigi's sidekick. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Who cares? None of them are likable.
No, Wario's pretty good.
I like Waluigi. I like Toad.
Wario's loose. I'm a fan.
Wario's...
I think Wario's a reflection of my specific flaws.
You've got some evil in you.
Yeah. I was thinking somebody who needs a sidekick is Watson of Sherlock and... Because okay. Sherlock will never, he never shuts up. And like, that's gonna suck for Watson sitting there like, oh my gosh, fucking great. You figured out from the clay on his shoe that he's been to Africa. Shut up.
So there are kind of two Watsons though.
That's true.
There's like the bumbling Watson with like a bowler hat who like stumbles over all the evidence and is always eating jam and dribbling on his shirt. But then there's like the cool Watson who was actually a normal human being and it kind of kept Sherlock away from his weird idiosyncratic
nature.
Both
of them the kind of Watson that just fucking loves, like when Sherlock's doing his thing, they're like, gosh, you're amazing. Are they both?
I think it's, Watson is, to me, is always more the kind of guy who walks into it, like right before they're about to solve the case, he walks in and he goes, oh, Holmes, it's Professor Willoughby, isn't it? And then Holmes laughs and goes, no, Watson.
Watson,
so
you...
it'd be nice if Watson had someone he could turn to and go, fucking prick. It's a good guess.
Exactly.
It was a good guess. There were a lot of pieces there. I didn't see the hair.
Like, he doesn't have to be so mean to me.
Watson always seems to me like the kind of person that would stop and be impressed by a street magician.
Yeah, absolutely. By Jove!
How did you do it?
How did he do that?
He's smart. Not sure if it's a living statue, but he'll touch him.
Oh!
It feels like a full fall.
Yeah. Gads, it, we're alive.
Holmes, explain it. Holmes.
And you know Holmes is always there to do, ah, ha, ha. Oh, Watson, you idiot.
Silver paint, Watson.
Silver paint? What? On a human man?
Oh, Watson.
Sherlock Holmes explaining really mundane things to Watson is funny. The toaster is hot inside, Watson. It goes in bread and once heated, becomes toast. It gets!
Watson, it's just a door. See, you open it and it's outside.
They
see?
Aren't actually holes from the donut, Watson. It's just a bit of pastry.
Watson, that's the sun. Stop staring at it.
It's getting up more and more to the point where it's just like, Watson, you silly cunt. What do I have you around?
Well, maybe that's why, because, you know, it must make fucking Sherlock Holmes feel great every time. You actually, with this version of Watson, wouldn't need to be that clever.
It's also very, very, very
that's,
funny.
So that's why Watson needs a sidekick. So that way he could be like, I think it's Professor Willoughby. And then the other guy goes,
yeah, probably is. So, I thought it was the cow.
Did he not just die like that? No, he was shot.
So Watson needs someone with ABI. Is that what we're saying?
Maybe his head fell off on accident.
Just a simpleton. A simple folk. A farmer, if you will.
Yeah. A simple folk.
A man dressed in a barrel.
A bumpkin.
What about... I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Blind guy.
Blind guy.
Whoa, blind guy.
Can never figure out the crime. A blind guy that never got the like option to adapt. So he's just always puzzled.
Yeah, he doesn't have like the daredevil sense. Blind. So Watson comes in, he's like, there's a dead person. The blind guy's like, what? Watson's like, yeah, I did something.
But you know the blind guy's one time just going to smell something and say it offhandly.
Yeah, he's going to upstage Watson.
That's a time you need a nose. There is a time.
There is.
If you're blind, a nose comes in handy.
So Toad needs to stay away from any, like, eye damage.
Yeah. I think the problem with... Watson having a sidekick that's stupider than Watson is that Watson will feel clever until Holmes comes on the scene and is like, oh, Watson, it wasn't a bullet. It was a bug or something.
Shot out of a cannon.
And then not only does Watson feel like so small, he's also humiliated himself in front of a simpleton who's like, oh, you was an idiot. It always comes back to poor Watson.
It's also really funny. I don't know about you guys, but I'm imagining like Jude Law's Watson in this situation. And just for some reason, Jude Law being like, what's that? It's the sun. It's very funny to me. so suave but so dumb.
Yeah, so
every day. Come on.
The humiliation of Watson is kind of hard to avoid.
That's my favorite novel, actually. The humiliation of Watson.
That's every Sherlock Holmes novel.
Sherlock Holmes and the humiliation of Watson.
It's like Watson and the humiliation of Watson. He's not even the starring character in his own humiliation.
Because, like, about, you know, like every show, the only Sherlock Holmes mystery I can think of is the one with the big dogs.
The what? Hounds of Baskervilles.
Oh, yeah. The Hounds of Baskervilles. I wouldn't, I know I wouldn't be able to solve that mystery, but I wouldn't try. But Watson, the trooper, always gives it a go.
He's always like, I'll go. No, you don't need to go. You're not going
to
help.
You're actually of no use, yeah. Watson, to any case.
Like, hold my umbrella.
Good.
Good I'm helping. Life's pretty sad for all these sidekicks.
Yeah.
That's the idea, right? Well, I mean, in identifying a sidekick, it's kind of like, you know, having an uglier friend. You keep them around so you look better.
Yeah,
you feel better.
That's true.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
What's up?
I'm the uglier friend.
You look like a gnome.
Yep. I do.
On the body of a potato.
People love potatoes.
Oh, it's a mess. It's fine.
He's someone that was like, oh, he's used to it. Look at him. I'll stop.
Do you think any of this is news?
I don't look like a... Oh, my God, I
Holy
do.
Holy shit. Yeah, so Watson, to avoid humiliation, needs a sidekick. Have you guys got any sidekicks that you think need sidekicks?
I had a few. I tried to identify something universal because psychics speak to,
yeah, sure.
As James said, the underdog in all of us. I initially thought Jesus.
He needs someone to be like Judas, bad bloke.
Yeah.
Jesus, well, the sidekick to God.
Like, yeah.
Didn't but he have 12 sidekicks?
I came up with something even more divine and more universal.
He did have 12 like, sidekicks.
Only well, 11 I'll... good ones.
Yeah.
All right.
And oh, they were really? Maybe Judas needed a sidekick to be like, hey, maybe don't.
I mean, or someone to be like, look, at least we're going to do it. Don't kill yourself afterwards. It seems like a waste.
Yeah.
That, like, do you think killing the Son of God is, like, a good idea? Like,
it's kind of braggable, isn't it?
Yeah. I did it.
How often do you get to do that?
Once.
Literally once.
But, again, speaking of the Son of God, I think a more notable... A more notable character is my main man, Knuckles the Echidna.
Oh! Are you implying that Knuckles is a sidekick to Sonic?
No, because that would be Tails, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is he the sidekick to what, Shadow?
No.
He's a sidekick to the giant emerald that keeps his island afloat. I mean, I've never played the game and don't see no more.
He's just making it up and somehow nailing everything. No, it's I guess when I think about it, you know, Knuckles, bad boy, doesn't need anything from anybody, does his own thing, paves his own path. But what if suddenly he were paired with a smaller rapscallion, a ne'er-do-well, a young echidna, that teaches him a little thing about life and love?
Kid the echidna?
Kid the echidna. Exactly, yes. So it's your classic Big Daddy situation where Knuckles is out living the bachelor lifestyle. He's punching shit. He's climbing walls.
That's what he does best.
Gliding. Yeah, gliding. Like
that's all echidnas do. Yeah.
Being red and rad.
Yep, that's how two things I'd describe echidnas as.
Yeah.
Red and rad.
But it's like you can't live free forever, and now his style's going to get cramped by a young echidna. He's got to take care of him. But he's still got to keep up his cool dude ways.
Yeah.
So I think he'll learn a lot about himself, and we'll learn a lot with him along the journey.
That's a very good point.
Is he trying to impress Sonic, like Knuckles?
I mean, we don't know. We think so, but... Well, I think so. It's not ever said, but you can kind of read between the lines.
Yeah. Oh, it's more like less trying to impress Sonic and more like prove to Sonic that he's got his shit together. Like, because... Like, Knuckles knows he's cooler than Sonic, but Sonic's like, yeah, but, like, responsibilities.
Knuckles knows he's cooler than Sonic because Knuckles looks like he's maybe been in a fight.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of like, okay, like, if you're, in like, 35 and you go to the bar with, like, 20-year-olds and you just knock back shots and drink them under the table.
Yeah.
You're like,
sitting right here.
No. I said you drink them under the table, not they drink you under the table.
Yeah. No, sorry, I misheard.
And, like, you're like, fuck yeah, still got it. And everyone's like, yeah, cool. So I feel like Knuckles is probably rapidly approaching that point of his life. So Kid the Echidna.
Great name.
It's a great name.
We're doing it.
I like you don't even back your own name. That like something came up with.
I disown it. I disown it. I don't want any association.
It's a smug smile of satisfaction.
Would it be an echidna or maybe like another Australian marsupial?
No, because it's got to be spiky, doesn't it?
Like, I was thinking a wombat. Like a wombat.
Not spiky. Brown.
Yeah. But they can like roll up in a ball.
They actually can't.
They look like they should.
They are already in a ball. Actually, to be honest, neither can echidnas, but that's fine.
Echidnas kind of can.
No, they can't. You're from Australia.
It depends on how hard you bend them.
Witchitty grubs. Witchitty grubs.
That they're not spiky.
You made that up.
No, it's a real bug. I'm just trying to think of the other name for it.
Witchitty grub is the name for it. It tastes like peanut butter.
Why have you eaten...
Is it like an ambulatory peanut cup? You can just pick them up?
Yeah, you can. Well, you got to fry them, but yeah, they taste like peanut butter.
Why do we let him on stage?
No, I knew that as well.
It was quite good.
Why do I come out on stage?
No, I think a smaller echidna is thematically appropriate. That's why I like it.
I'm going to try and find a picture just because...
Of a witchetty grub? That's what the people want. Right now, everybody's sitting in their seats being like, shut the show up. If I can see what he's got it for you.
Yeah, I do.
You ready?
Yep. Well,
prepare yourself. He's going to get the right picture.
These are very gross.
They're all good.
Okay, look. Related search number one, witchetty grub cooked.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been searching.
Delicious.
They're real gross. I don't want to show anyone. They're gross.
Go on.
They're not tasty. Stop eating bugs.
Oh, they're insects. Okay, we're getting there. I mean... Yeah. So echidna was stylized, Knuckles, cool dude, rad set of dreads. Can the witchetty fleb or whatever you called it, can it somehow be reconstituted to look like the coolest thing from 1994?
Can you make that cool looking? Yeah.
Oh, that's what they ate in Lion King. Yeah.
Give it a leather jacket.
Yeah. I think... Leather jackets and polarized shades, make it drop an F-bomb, you're in the money.
Yeah. Take up smoking.
No, it's meant to teach Knuckles how to be like...
Well, that's the thing, though. It's like smoking. It's got that cool dangly earring. It's like...
Yeah,
and Knuckles is like, you can't be doing this with your life. And he's like, oh, my God. It's happened. Yeah. I've become my dad. But then he learns how to be cool at the same time, you know?
You can't give a witchetty grub so many of the things you would... Can't wear a jacket because it's got no arms.
Got heaps of legs, though. Can wear leather pants.
Leather tube.
Have an earring because it has no ear. It can smoke. Don't panic about that. We'll get it going there.
How fast are they?
Slow.
Damn it! This isn't adding up. I thought we were onto something. Damn.
But also, like, Tails the fox. How many foxes do you know that can fly?
One, but, like, briefly.
That's Tails.
It's more of a throw, really.
Star Fox.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Star Fox.
Star Fox has a lot of sidekicks.
Some better than others.
Slippy can stay home. Fuck that frog.
Well, I guess she needs a sidekick.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to think about Slippy Frog. Boo. Stop making me think about it.
Are there any other sidekicks needing sidekicks?
Samwise Gamgee. he's...
Excellent choice.
I mean, the thing is, Sam's the real hero.
Absolutely.
As we all know.
Yeah.
Frodo's kind of a piece of shit.
He's kind of a piece of shit. Yeah. And, you know, Samwise needs somebody to share the load with because he's taking the brunt of that load.
He got married at the end of the movies.
I feel like that'd be a pretty good scene where he's like, you may not be able to walk, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry you. I can't carry the ring, I can carry you. Yeah. He carries him, and then he says to his other psyche, he goes, now pick me up. Take me up there.
So would Sam's sidekick just be a man?
If it's a man, he can carry both in his arms.
No.
It's a regular size man.
Two like baby Bjorns. Yeah. One for Frodo, one for Sam. Running up the mountain.
Just fucking race up the mountain.
Now be careful with him.
He's a really tall guy. I don't know, like Shaq. He could fit
Frodo,
them both.
Sam, and Shaq. Go to Mount Doom and destroy a ring.
He'd be good at throwing
the ring.
He
tries to free throw it.
Yeah. He'd be like, come on, Master Shaq, throw the ring in from the edge. Nah, I got this.
Punk, punk, all the way down the hill, all the way back through.
Yeah, rolls all the way back to the Shire. God damn it, Shaq! It's been 20 years getting here.
Is this what you had in mind, Elise? Shaq?
Exactly, yeah. But he screams Kobe.
It's even more impressive, Fellowship of the Rings, the last one, because he nails it. Kobe! That was
Swish.
Easy.
That's such a shock for Sauron. What?
That's the one he makes? This is a really topical podcast. We're talking about Shaq missing free throws.
Live in Australia.
For a while, yeah. Now he's just on Icy Hot Nets, so...
What did you have in mind for this sidekick? I'm curious.
Honestly, didn't really. I just know that he deserves better.
But does he need? What does he need? Something that to make him stand out more, or just something to make it easier on him? Because it's so the journey's so
it's
difficult.
Rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't really think too much into it. Okay. Other than
I really like imagining. You know, they're on that rock at the end when they've got the ring in there, and they're like, "Do you remember the taste of strawberries, Master Frodo?" That's really funny because Frodo's like, "No," but if his sidekick's like, "Yeah," do you remember the taste of strawberries, Master Frodo? No. Yes.
He's like, "Yeah, yeah."
They were great.
Strawberries, oh, blackberries, man. Blueberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries.
Oh, Frodo's dead.
Question, why are you so smart?
Oji was like. Remember the taste of pussy?
That,
I do.
That would be Shaq.
And I gotta get. He's like, yeah. Like, yeah, that's Shaq. Yeah. He's like, I gotta get back to that Rosie. And Sam's like, but I love Rosie.
I just realized, wait, Hobbit have really hairy feet.
Yeah.
So what do Hobbit ladies have going on down there?
Like 70.
A bush. Lot.
Well, they have hairy feet, but they just shave lines. It's just like a thin line. Very trimmed. Very
just
nice.
Wax, yeah, the side.
You can get through.
All the way or up. Like, tasteful.
You gotta take guard shears to that thing every night? I don't know.
Hobbits are hairy. You just cop it with a hobbit.
Yeah.
I think that's a rhyme they just say in Middle Earth.
Look, anything that makes you want to not fuck a hobbit is probably a good thing.
I reckon as a hobbit, you'd be into it. You'd
I would be fucking hobbits all day long if I lived in Middle Earth, simply because...
So
on this
not
earth,
if you were a hobbit, just if you lived.
No,
in
I'm me.
World.
I'm of course I'm me.
Yeah.
Because
you'd
on this earth,
over any other fantastic creature.
Well, no, I'd fuck elves and orcs and all that.
Okay, there we go.
But what I keep thinking,
so
is
hobbits aren't special. You just want to go to Middle Earth and. Fuck
what I
everything.
Keep thinking, is in this earth I don't have many options. But imagine Middle Earth. It's a buffet.
Yeah, it is. It's a sexual odyssey.
You might be constrained by your own thoughts there. There's a lot of potential on this planet that you maybe haven't explored.
There's no orcs.
Pause you in your mind, man.
Also, although if I turn up at like the orc place in Mount Doom, I'm like, hey, who wants to fuck?
Let's get this party going.
They're gonna eat me. They're gonna just kill me and eat me.
I thought you were gonna say hobbits because they're waist height.
That's a benefit, definitely.
Well, they also have like regular proportions, but they're smaller. So that means that people like me, who aren't particularly well endowed, will see their tiny hands on my average shaft and go, "Okay,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
You gotta use two."
Never felt so big.
That's good for the hobbits as well. Like, you know, if you're a size queen hobbit and the hobbits aren't doing it for you. Yeah.
This guy, you stroll in.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like,
oh my stride God. Strides
holy
in,
shit.
Man.
That's a guy that's fucking his way through Middle Earth.
Yeah.
That's right. I finally made it to Hobbiton.
And then your nose falls off.
That's okay. You don't need it.
The orc stabbed me pretty good. I'm dying.
Who's up for it?
This is probably definitely not where you intended to go with Samwise's sidekick.
You treat him as though he has such a pure heart. How does it feel to hear what's happened to him since he tasted the power of a sidekick?
I said I just wanted him to share the load, so...
Well, maybe you'll be sharing it with him.
You kind of got your wish, in a
so
way.
So it's just like... Sam's like, Shaq, come here. We need to pleasure this boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Share the load.
I'm assuming that's how it's going down.
Imagine.
Boom.
Fucking on the side of Mount Doom. That's romantic.
That's the least romantic thing I can actually
it's
imagine.
It's ashy, yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of hot. Like, you know, it's dangerous. Yeah.
Everyone's sweaty. You'd get nude anyway.
And it's like out in public, so birds can see and stuff.
Yeah.
And they can talk, so.
Yeah.
It is funny, like, divorced from all the sex thing. If, like, Sam and Frodo were just like, it's hot. Let's just do this naked. I might. Like, it's like, why am I wearing pants if I assume I'm going to die anyway? Do it relaxed and cool.
I like that mentality. Like, you're going to go to an ATM and try to take out some money, and a guy's going to come up behind you with a gun. Like, give it all. And you're going to go, just give me a minute.
I'm going to go out how I came in, buck naked, yeah. And screaming.
I think any mugger that hears the phrase, can I be nude for this? Yeah. It's just going to leg it in the opposite direction.
You know what? Have this gun. I'm going.
I'm down. Yeah, rob me. I'm just going to be naked for it. It's not a sex thing. More of a power play, if anything.
If anyone ever prefaces something they've just said with, it's not a sex thing, I'm instantly going to assume it's a sex
thing. Yeah, it is.
That's fair. That's on me.
So, I think, yeah, with Sam, we've kind of nailed it. I think Shaq was like the best sidekick you possibly could have got.
Absolutely.
James, do you have any sidekicks that
I do.
Sidekicks?
I do. I think this sidekick deserves a sidekick because I just like to see what kind of happens. Ruby Rod from Fifth Element.
Yes.
Oh. Well, stellar choice.
He had his crew, right?
He has that one guy who he shouts at who to tell him to make things more green. Mm-hmm. But he's only in there for a flicker of that film.
Yeah. Mm.
And I want to see a whole rotating. Who are the people that keep Ruby Rod's show going? Right? Because he does it at the opera and the space opera. He does it while he's walking down the hallway. It looks like the whole thing's improvised.
So you have to have. Obviously, a lot of sidekicks.
A lot of sidekicks.
Like 10.
Yeah,
like an entourage.
Full on entourage, crew. Yeah.
Give him the entourage crew.
Give him the entourage.
All of those guys, but they don't do shit.
Yeah, yeah. I feel as an aside, I think the whole entourage need all sidekicks. Just to whip
they
push,
need
like,
to go
lives
into,
in together.
No. Okay. The entourage cast just need to go to jail.
Yeah.
of them.
But you're right. You look at Ruby Rod and you're like, so much work has gone into that. Mm-hmm. Ruby Rod reaps a lot of the benefits, but it's really not him. It'll be the crew that are like, we need to make your hair more penis-shaped.
Yeah. We got to sew you into this leopard skin bodysuit. And he's like slapping him the whole time.
I cannot wait for my shift to end. Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't see Turtle doing that.
Yeah. These are all just so outdated references.
Yeah, I know.
The audience are like, what are they talking about?
Sorry.
Who the fuck's a turtle?
It's a good movie, though. It's like Valerian, but better.
It is
Fifth Element, not Entourage movie. Yeah. Don't watch the Entourage movie.
Not that, no.
But you're right. Like, I mean, there is a lot going on there.
And the Ruby Rod, you know, is demanding. Like, you wake up in the morning as part of his entourage, and he's like, today put me in the leopard skin, skin-tight suit. You're like, how the fuck
but
am I?
But then they show up with, like, tiger, and he goes, I said leopard! And starts buzzing at him.
Oh my God, you want to kill him every day.
Yeah. I imagine that, like, you wouldn't wake him up, he'd wake you up, but it would just be screaming. Every morning.
I kind of feel like his PA or his stylist, they need sidekicks.
Yeah.
That's true.
They need, like, you need an entourage for the entourage just to deal with us all.
I feel like you could make an entire show, like The Office, based on the people that work on Ruby Rod's show, right?
100%.
They tried to do it with the Muppets, didn't work. I'm sorry. She's a big fan of the Muppets.
No, I thought it was hard for me to try to watch it.
Yeah, but maybe what we need is a primetime show about Ruby Rod's.
Yeah. In 2018, we need that.
That's what we need.
Like, that pitch is so hard. You're like, all right, so remember the Fifth Element. You're already like, oh, my God. Okay, set in the Fifth Element. What? Maybe it's a fun sci-fi. You're like, no.
Hold on.
Remember Ruby Rod.
Wait
you're
for
like,
it.
Okay, so it's about Ruby Rod's TV show. Yeah, no.
And at this point, you're like blocking the exit so I can't
leave. It's kind of like The Office.
You remember The Office? Office, what?
You know how that Muppets thing failed.
Yeah. I remember how well Valerian went.
Mix the two together.
So all that, but make it less approachable.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a show.
So anyway, just make out the check to me and make the check real big.
That's all I'm here for. I'm trying to think of Ruby Rod's outfits. There was the one that showed off a lot of chest and had like a fucking cowl going on.
Yeah.
There was the leopard print skin tight suit, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, I hope I can think of more.
As I recall, his opera attire had an entire wreath of roses around his neck.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah.
That's
somebody's
like late night until like
and
3 in the morning.
And those were real roses, which were extinct for at least 800 years by that point. So who knows what
make
that guy had to go through.
Does that mean find one. Ruby Rod opens up like a history book?
Yeah.
He's like, I want these. And they're like, what?
That's who gave him that book?
That's like, imagine like a, I don't know, like a modern day Ruby Rod being like, get me a brontosaurus. I'd like to wear a pterodactyl around my waist.
I've got the perfect sidekick for him. Doc Brown.
Oh. Okay.
Go back in time, find all that weird
you
shit.
You want a pterodactyl? Yeah. Ruby! You want what? To
to wear? That's crazy, but I'll do it.
Great Scott.
I just described every t-shirt I ever see in any booth at any convention. Doc Brown plus blank. All right, back to the Zelda. Whatever.
Have you ever seen Doc Brown plus Ruby Roll?
I have not. That now that it's out there, I know. All three of them.
Yeah,
to just, us.
Never give him, I guess, a history.
It's
book.
Great, you know, like Doc Brown, like Back to the Future takes place over like 3 days, basically. Mm. It's funny if this is as well. Like he turns up and like, gee, Doc, well, why is there a pterodactyl in the back of a car? It's part of a.
I got this client.
That's how he buys all the plutonium, yeah. Crazy feature space credits.
Well, yeah, to Ruby, the plutonium is nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but then he gets the roses wrong or whatever on his Brontosaurus costume, and then Ruby's in a van chasing him through the shopping center with a bazooka going, it has to be green.
I got you now, Duck Brown.
Yeah.
All right. Sadly, it has come to the part of the show where we kind of have to wrap it up. But
tragedy.
We all made a lot of choices.
We did.
We've got a big audience here that can help us pick which sidekick is most deserving of a sidekick.
Yes,
so we'll
yes,
go
yes.
through our choices, and we're going to use the oldest measure, like the oldest judgment in the world, clapping, figure out which
who's
sidekick.
Who needs a sidekick?
Most needs a sidekick.
So let's go with old mate Robin. Does he need a sidekick?
Wow.
That was a confident holler, and then you realized you were the only one, and you stopped, and I love you for it. Thank you. That was beautiful.
That was one clap, but a loud scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just you tried. Go home and, like, another rough night. Open the closet, there's just one Robin underwear in there. Midnight.
I'm curious if she's with someone, because the whole car ride home, I can't believe you clapped. I cannot believe you clapped.
Robin's a good boy. He gets everything he wants.
The monkey bit was funny. They did that whole bit with the monkey. It was funny.
All right. What about the sidekick we barely spoke about? Luigi. So deserving of a sidekick we barely spoke about.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, what about the world's greatest idiot? Watson. Oh.
That was intense.
It was. Jeez, are you going to choose Jesus or Knuckles?
I'm not going to take the easy one.
Yeah.
Knuckles the echidna.
I thought we were about to have another woo situation because that woo before the clap was really loud. But then you backed it up with a clap, so it was all right.
Yeah.
It's another fight in the car home.
No, they're both of them, like, they're both good. They're good. That car ride home is going to be pleasant. They'll be like, fuck the rest of that crowd.
Knuckles was great. He needed
and
someone.
And Joel for calling us out on stage. Fuck that guy, too. If I previously listened to his podcast, I'm going to unsubscribe.
And there's Shaq-wise, Gamgee.
Yeah!
Woo!
What year is it? I don't think he can beat that, but
Watson got a big pop.
I know that was a shock,
but
we Jesus would have been a trump card on that. But
what about Ruby Rod?
I think that's the Shaquilles have it.
I didn't know so many Shaq fans. I mean, I don't know Australia that well, but you guys should love your Shaq here.
The Venn diagram from like Plumbing the Nessa, Funhouse, and Shaquille O'Neal is this crowd tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Lives in Sydney, well, is currently in Sydney, Australia.
That's like, and Lord of the Rings fans.
Yeah. Scientists still can't figure it out.
I've got your new ticket. This is now the Shaq cast. You're on episode 3 and you're like, oh, there's nothing left to talk about. We did the free throw thing. We hit Lord of the Rings again somehow. We're just out.
We had 5 episodes about that time he fell over on TV.
It was pretty good. He's big. He's a big boy.
He's so big.
Oh, there's a suit. We could. No.
We call him Shaq-wise. We call him Shaq-wise, right? That's all we got.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Lawrence.
Elise.
I am still James.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming tonight.
Thank
You've been
you.
Great. Woo! Brave.
One guy's story point.
Brave.
I'll take
brave.
It. He, oh, my God. No one is joining him. No, no, sit,
good,
sit,
good,
sit.
Good,
sit.
Good,
no,
good.
Fucking don't. You fucks. You're fucking it up.
Why are we all standing? Are we bowing?
You guys bow? You guys bow?
Crowd, crowd, sir?
Joel Zammit, no. Are we going to hold hands and bow like we're in a school play?